Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Twins Magazine rolls on here on the flagship home for Twins baseball, CCO Radio, 8:09 in the Central Time Zone, 48 degrees outside. Let's go west and stop in Seattle. Our good friend Dave Sims, play-by-play voice of the Mariners, kind enough to join us as he gets ready for tonight's broadcast. And Dave, always good to talk to you. And let me get it out of the way early. You told us in the offseason when the Twins signed Nelson Cruz that they were not only getting a productive player but a top-notch citizen. And boy, has that played out!
Oh, they're saying that was a no-brainer. That's a tremendous ad for you guys. He's one of the, I don't know, maybe top two or three guys I've ever been associated with in my career. I enjoyed catching up with him the last 2 days. I think yesterday when I caught up to him, you know, he's on the IL and he was working with, walking a kid around his, with Make-A-Wish. And, he's just the best. And I was talking to Rocco today about him, and he was echoing everything I've ever said. And, I told him, I said, you're very lucky to have him. I wish we still had him.
All right, we've been having a little fun with the nap room. I know it got started in Seattle primarily because of Nelson Cruz. They have one now at Target Field. Break down the nap room. Have you been in it, Dave?
Real simple. If it helps him hit a whole bunch of home runs, that's all he needs. That's all I need to know. I didn't have to look at it. I didn't have to know anything other than that. The guy's a giant. He's tremendous, and if that's how he rolls, I'm good with it.
All right, obviously Nelson Cruz on the DL, not playing this weekend in Seattle. I'm sure he's disappointed by that. However, the Twins continue to roll. What's the view from Seattle, the AL West, of what you see early on in the two games and then going into tonight with Minnesota? Because they've been dominating.
They're on a roll, sort of like we were on a roll at 13-2 early. But I was just looking at I just come from another engagement here, and I'm looking at the leaderboard. It's just phenomenal. So many of your guys there. And I love the way they're in full attack mode pretty much all the time. It's a fun team to watch. And, you know, we all expect it, even though Cleveland lost like 400 RBIs off of their daily roster with, you know, free agency and trades and injuries. I thought for sure Cleveland was still going to be pretty formidable, but they're not hitting a lick. The pitching's still pretty good. But right now your hitting is, you know, the Twins hitting is outstanding. And right now, I think this is something like the fourth or fifth series we've had where we've caught somebody really hot coming into it. So it's a challenge tonight. But Wade LeBlanc, he's not a, you know, we don't have too many. We don't have any guys who are going to be burning up the MPH. Knows how to pitch. Coming off an oblique injury. We'll see what happens. But you got a good ball club. I hope you guys are enjoying it.
Yeah, I keep telling people, enjoy the ride because you don't know how long it's going to go. We're talking with Dave Sims, play-by-play voice, Seattle Mariners. Any concerns about the M's, Dave? I know now you're 9 out. You've lost 7 of your last 10, 2 in a row. And Houston seems to be jumping out in front of everybody.
Yeah, well, Houston's loaded, and their pitching's outstanding. They had Michael Brantley, and honestly, I thought Nelly was going to end up down there, and I think he'd have hit 50 home runs in that building alone. So you guys are definitely quite fortunate to have him. But we have some hitting issues. We're not hitting right now. It's real simple, and we're just trying. I'm moving. I'm doing two things at once. Troy Hawkins is on our pregame show right now. I'm going to join him in a second, but we got some work to do. And we're 9-23 since the 13-2 start. That tells you everything you need to know.
Final thought, and I'll let you get ready for the broadcast. Seattle Mariner fan base, do they remain optimistic? Because you have a long playoff drought going. I think it goes back to 01.
Well, it most certainly does. And I think our franchise and the Nats Expos franchise, the only two clubs haven't been to the World Series yet. So, we got the great stadium. You know, we're never going to get rained out. and we draw from a humongous region, you know, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, British Columbia, Alaska. It's a good fan base. We're going to have about 28, 29,000 tonight at season ticket holder night where they can do selfies with the players. If this team, you know, if we ever get back in contention and consistently win, you're going to see some awesome numbers. Fellas, I got to run here. Good talking. I'll catch you when we come to Minnesota.
Thank you, Dave.
You bet. All right, take care.
All right, Dave Sims does a great job with the Seattle Mariners. And the way he laid that out there, he's exactly right. I've been out to Seattle many times. I've seen the Seahawks, seen the Mariners. And much like Twins territory, where they tap into the Dakotas, parts of Iowa, western Wisconsin, Ontario, Manitoba, that's the fan base. You go to Seattle, Washington, and they are. They're coming up from Oregon. They're coming in from Idaho, Montana, British Columbia, outstate Washington. So it's a huge footprint. But think about it, Devin. They have not been in the postseason since 2001. That's an even more epic drought than the Minnesota Timberwolves have in the NBA.
I would have never guessed that. 2001?
It's the longest current running drought in the Big Four.
And when did Griffey Jr. retire? And did he retire with the Reds?
I believe so.
I think
we'll
see if
we can find that out.
A couple. I guess I'm the one that should look that up. But I heard a good story, speaking of LaTroy Hawkins, about Ken Griffey last night, that when LaTroy Hawkins was a rookie, he faced Ken Griffey in a game. This was when LaTroy was with the Twins. And he was still a starter, and he was battling Griffey Jr., and he threw him a changeup, and Griffey took him deep. And in between innings, LaTroy wasn't pitching, Griffey wasn't batting. He had somebody go grab LaTroy and meet him, and there was a small room between locker rooms. It was just like a film room. And he said to LaTroy Hawkins, "Why did you throw me that changeup?" And he's at, "I don't know, I was trying to get you out." And he goes, "You don't need to, don't throw me a secondary pitch. You have a great fastball.
Interesting.
You don't need, you're better than that. Your fastball's good enough. Don't do that anymore." And LaTroy said, "I don't know if he's trying to set me up, you know, for future." But he goes, "No, he was dead serious." And he said that changed his career. From then on, he said, "I'm not going to get beat by a secondary pitch. I'm going to stick with my changeup." And Ken Griffey Jr., said, you know, his dad did that. Kirby Puckett did that. A lot of guys growing up. So he said, "I'm going to be the one that pours a little bit from my dad poured a little bit from
give
his
it back. Cup. Pay it back.
He's going to give it back." And yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And LaTroy, of course, went on to have a lengthy career. You know, here when he came up, I remember him. He was supposed to be this, lights out phenom starter, you know, the next Bob Gibson or whoever. It didn't work out. And he wound up going to the bullpen, but he carved out a niche for a long time with many different ball clubs. And you were wondering about Griffey. Now, he started in 89 with the Mariners, closed it out in 2010 with Seattle. But in 2001, he played for the Cincinnati Reds. So he was not part of that last Mariner team to go to the playoffs. And boy, that's an epic drought there in Seattle, Washington. But
I would have never guessed that because they've had some good pitching, you know, with King Felix and they've had some good players.
Well, they've had Randy Johnson back in the day, Edgar Martinez, A-Rod.
They've had to. When they had those players, I'm sure they made the playoffs. Right?
Well, they had a year where they won, I believe it was 116 games, an MLB single season record, but they did not get to the World Series. And as Dave just told us, Seattle and the Washington Nationals, the old Montreal Expos, the only two franchises now of the 30 who haven't gone to the World Series. And he's right. I never thought of it that way, but you start looking up and down at these teams, and all of them except for those two franchises have been at least once. And the Mariners came on board in 77, and the Expos came on board in 69. So this is 50 years of the Expos / Nationals.
Oh, you're counting the Expos.
Yeah, that franchise.
The Nationals haven't been around too long.
No, but the Nats haven't been, and they didn't go as the Expos. So however you want to phrase it, that organization's never gone. And, of course, the Seattle Mariners still trying to get to the Fall Classic. And I don't think it's going to happen in 2019. They're already nine back of the surging Houston Astros, who have won nine straight games. The Astros right now are the hottest team in MLB. In fact, they started to heat up after they left Minneapolis. Remember the Twins?
Yeah.
Won 3 out of 4, took a series.
So at least we got them while they were preheating.
Yep, and the Twins and Astros are done. But here's something that you might want to think about on May 18th. And again, I'm not trying to put the whammy on the Twins here, but they may meet again. Might be in October.
I wouldn't mind that.
Be fun.
I think it's a good matchup, too.
Be fun.
I think it's fun to see some good baseball around here. Well, so fun to watch these guys.
It's good stuff to have your ball club not only in the hunt, but on top of the division. Right now, the Minnesota Twins are 5 games ahead of Cleveland in the AL Central. Their record 29-15. At home, they're 15-8. On the road, they're 14-7. The run differential plus 63. They've won 4 in a row. Chicago White Sox are 8 back. Detroit 11, and the Kansas City Royals are already 14.5 games behind Minnesota. So early on, things looking good, and we're getting to that point where we don't need to start saying early because now we're getting deeper into May, and this is starting to really look like it's the real deal for the Twins, and we'll see what happens tonight. They win it last night 7-1 over Seattle. Martin Perez gave up 1 run, 5 hits. He struck out 7 6 2/3 innings. He's now 6-1. Perez was pounding the fastball and mixing things up with the cutter and the changeup. He has a 2.01 ERA for the Twins this season. He's one of the reasons why they've been, I think, the major surprise so far in MLB.
Yeah, he's been great. And I've heard players that have won championships say when a team has a championship run, all the players on the team need to be having a career year. And right now, this seems so fun to watch because whoever comes up to bat, could hit a home run, could hit a double, could something good could happen. And whoever's taking the mound, and I think it was Al Newman talking about, the Twins have 2 really good pitchers, and I think 3. And then they have Gibson, who's solid. And then Pineda, I guess he's still a wild card because he's coming off Tommy John. But he hasn't been terrible either. There's been a couple bad starts, but all the other starts, last night was a quality start. He went, I think, 6 2/3, 3 runs. It's a quality start, and I'd take that every time from him.
Yeah, I think with Pineda, you have to give him some more time because of the Tommy John, and he has that quality start. I think he's been, kind of an every other start is good, and the other ones are a mixed bag. But certainly, I would stay the course on him at least for a while longer as the Twins get set to take on the Mariners tonight. Barrios against LeBlanc. We'll have the pregame with Chris Atterbury in about 8.5 minutes. And then at 9:10, first pitch from T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Corey Provis and Dan Gladden with the call. One note from last night, a bright spot for the Mariners, who have really been crushed in these first 2 games by the Twins. Edwin Encarnacion went 2 for 3, RBI and a ground rule double. Encarnacion has been double trouble his entire career. He's got a grand total of 352 baggers. He's the 74th player in Major League Baseball to have both 350 career home runs and doubles. Think about that. Just 74 guys in the history of the grand old game. The other active players are Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. And the irony is the Twins saw Cabrera last weekend when he was here with the Tigers. They saw Pujols here this week when he came in with the LA Angels. And now they see Encarnacion. So they're seeing the 3 guys who are over the 350 mark, active guys in career home runs and doubles. This is the Twins Magazine Show. It's 8:22 here on CCO. 48 degrees, overcast, and breezy here on the Twins Magazine Show. When I say breezy, that wind out of the east at 24 miles an hour. Probably a good thing the ball club not playing over at Trendy Target Field tonight. They're out in Seattle. The weather a little bit more mild. And they'll definitely get that game in. They have a retractable roof at T-Mobile Park if it does rain out there in the Emerald City. Rumor has it they do see a raindrop or two in that part of the nation. Final minutes of the magazine show. Pregame coming up shortly with Chris Atterbury. Check some of the scores in MLB right now while we have time. Bottom 9 in Arlington. It's a rematch of the 2011 World Series, St. Louis and Texas. And the Cardinals lead it 8-2, top 7 in D.C., Washington leading the Chicago Cubs 5-2, Steven Strasburg with a fine outing in that one for the Nationals. Bottom five, the Astros trying to stay hot. They're winning at Fenway 7-3. That would be 10 in a row if Houston hangs on to win it. Boy, the Astros would get their 31st victory also if they stave off the Red Sox. Bottom six in Atlanta, the Braves leading Milwaukee 3-2. Top three in San Diego, Pittsburgh Pirates 5, San Diego nothing. Tampa Bay Rays win today in 11. They go past the Yankees now into first place by a half game in the AL East. They knock off the Yanks 2-1. Austin Meadows with a home run off Luis Sessa in the 11th as the Rays get it done. Chicago White Sox, they now have called this game early, but it's a final. White Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-1 in five innings, a rain-shortened game. But they are saying that one is in the books. So Chicago gets the win over the Jays. Philadelphia, a victory over Colorado today, 2-1. Bryce Harper had a home run in that game at Citizens Bank Park. Nola got the victory for the Phillies. He is 4-0. Cleveland Indians do get a win over Baltimore 4-1 in C-Town. So the Indians have cut that Twins lead to 5. And we'll see if the Twins can get it back to 5.5, or if they lose tonight, it'll go down to 4.5. Oakland A's in Detroit, and Oakland wins that one 4-1. The A's own the Tigers. They have won 15 straight over Detroit after that win today at Comerica. L.A. Dodgers with a loss in Cincinnati to the Reds 4-0. And they saw their old friend Yasiel Puig, who's now playing for Cincinnati. And Puig got a single in that game for the Reds, who blank the Dodgers. Miami Marlins over the New York Mets 2-0 in South Florida. It was a one-hitter for a few Marlins pitchers in that game. How about that? The Mets only get one hit. And Pablo Lopez, one of the Marlins pitchers who helped keep the New York Mets at bay. Tonight, Kansas City Royals at the LA Angels. Don't forget the Twins will take on the Angels after they play the Mariners this weekend. They'll go down south to Southern California. Also, San Francisco at Arizona. Madison Bumgarner will throw for the Giants. And the ball game you'll be hearing here shortly. Minnesota at Seattle. Twins 29-15. Mariners 22-25. And boy, you think about the Mariners. They were 13-2 once upon a time. They were out of the gate. Manifest destiny at the Kentucky Derby. It looked good. And then something happened. And they are light years behind Houston now, 9 back. All right, the magazine show is over. The pregame show coming up on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.